Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, June 24th. In a trading day driven by outside markets and the results from the Brexit vote to leave the EU, grains traded sharply lower overnight, recovered during the middle of the day, traded lower again, and then finally, most likely in a short covering rally, regained some ground in the last 5 minutes of the trading day. So taking a look at grains, we've got July corn down 2 3/4 at 384.5, December down 3.5 at 394.25. July corn now down 54.5 cents on the week. Funds were sellers of between 10 and 15,000 contracts of corn, still leaving them with a long position of about 150,000 contracts. Taking a look at the wheat, September finished down 0.75 cents at 465, with December down 1.5 cents at 484.75. Kansas City SEP down 4.5 cents at 441. Kansas City December down 4 at 466.75. So Chicago wheat finished down 29.75 cents on the week, with Kansas City finishing down about 37.5 cents on the week. Funds were sellers of about 3,600 contracts of wheat, increasing their short position to about 75,000 contracts. In the beans, July beans finished down 21.5 cents at 1103, and November finished down 23 cents at 1078.5. November beans finishing down 59.75 cents on the week, although beans did gain 10 cents in the last 5 minutes. As also wheat and corn rallied late, wheat rallying 6 cents in the last 5 minutes, and corn trading up 4 cents in the last 5 minutes. Funds were sellers of about 11,000 contracts of beans, leaving them long about 160,000 contracts. The USDA this morning did announce a sale of 411,000 tons of beans to unknown. Taking a look at outside markets, which were the main drivers of the grains today, we've got the dollar up 2 cents at 95.55. At one point, the dollar had traded 3 cents off of yesterday afternoon's lows, when exit polls had still predicted a Remain vote in England. That turned sharply around as the actual votes came in. Crude oil down $2.51 a barrel at $47.61 after trading as high as $50.45 a barrel yesterday afternoon as well. Stock market now down 630 points, had traded down as low as 700 lower on the day. We've got bonds up 4 points after trading almost 7.5 points higher, and gold is trading up $58 an ounce at $13.21.30. So again, a lot of the weakness in the grains due to outside markets. But now what we have to look forward to is what type of forecast will come out Sunday night. So there are still some competing weather forecasts, not so much as far as what type of rain we'll be getting, but whether any heat will be coming back into the forecast. Some saying that it could return towards the middle of July, most likely in the western and southwestern parts of the U.S. and western ends of the Corn Belt. We've got a USDA acreage and stocks report coming out next Thursday. Estimates for those numbers for acreage: the average estimate for corn acreage, 92.9 million acres. That's versus a March estimate of 93.6. For the beans, they're looking at 83.8 as the average estimate versus 82.2 in March. And for all wheat, we're looking at 36.38 versus an earlier estimate of 36.21. As far as quarterly stocks, we're looking at corn of 4.528 billion bushels. Beans, we're looking at 829 million bushels, and wheat, 982 million bushels. So it's a pretty exciting day this afternoon. A good short covering rally. It is still early in the season, so we will have to see what the weather brings us. And Thursday's report also will have a lot to determine what sort of direction we head in for the rest of the summer. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.